Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, January 6th. Currently with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is east at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 13 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. While nobody appreciates trespassers on their property, trespassers in Topeka caused some major damage to an area home.
A house fire erupted in downtown Topeka on Thursday. The fire was in the 700 block of Southwest Buchanan Street. The fire was called in around noon. The fire, which caused about $20,000 in damage to the home, was relatively easily controlled by firefighters. However, what makes this story unique is that the fire appears to have been set by trespassers who were on the property. Fortunately, nobody was home and nobody was injured. From Topeka, this is Mark Wilson.
Volunteers will help test all aspects of the new terminal at the Kansas City Airport on February 14th. Nearly 12,000 people applied to help. Only a few were chosen. They'll be notified next week. Volunteers will test the process of dropping off passengers and checking in. The terminal's new baggage handling system has already passed its tests. The terminal is expected to open before the NFL draft comes to Kansas City in April. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The State Finance Council approved a total of $374 million in COVID-19 relief funds for broadband infrastructure and adoption, the modernization and improvement of government services, economic development, and health and education initiatives that were recommended by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee. Governor Kelly said she wanted to thank the bipartisan State Finance Council and everyone who participated in the SPARK process for helping to ensure these relief dollars are invested as effectively and efficiently as possible. The SPARK Executive Committee met on December 20th to consider program design proposals for COVID-19 relief funding that was recommended by the committee in September. The Executive Committee reviewed the proposals and recommended programming to distribute $374 million in federal coronavirus relief funds that were allocated to Kansas through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, of March of 2021. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman said the programs that were approved will make catalytic investments in critical areas of need that will position Kansas for future success. He said from broadband to economic development, these programs will provide funding to Kansas communities that will be impactful for years to come. The portfolio of approved funding includes investments in competitive grant programs in the four SPARK advisory panel areas: connectivity, efficiency and modernization, health and education, and economic revitalization. Additional details on the competitive grant programs will be released from administering agencies by the end of February. Wichita State University released its forecast early Friday morning for this year's job market. The report is optimistic that there will be more jobs for Kansans, saying that while the national economy fell in 2022 due to inflation and recession concerns, agriculture and manufacturing helped keep Kansas's economy stable. For 2023, Kansas economists expect the state to add 3,220 jobs, which is up 1.3% from last year, and they expect to see the fastest growth in manufacturing as the aerospace industry and plant expansions grow. The Kansas Crime Victims Compensation Board awarded over $300,000 in financial assistance to 159 victims of violent crime. The awards were made in 71 new cases, and additional expenses were paid in 88 previously submitted cases, and the awards totaled $317,933.39. The Kansas's Crime Victims Compensation Board, administered by the Crime Victims Compensation Division of the Attorney General's Office, determines claims that are eligible for payment and how much money will be awarded to each claimant. The awards are limited to a maximum total amount of $25,000, with limitations of $5,000 for outpatient mental health counseling, $10,000 for inpatient mental health treatment, and $1,500 for grief counseling for family survivors of homicide victims. And some of the funding for these payments comes from court costs and fines, inmate wages, parole fees, and restitution paid by convicted offenders. For more information about the Crime Victims Compensation Program, you can visit the Attorney General's website at ag.ks.gov. In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half-staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities immediately until the day of interment, in honor of former Kansas Attorney General Robert Steffen, who passed away on Tuesday. Steffen entered the Kansas Attorney General's office in 1979 and held the office for 16 years. Governor Kelly said she ordered the flag statewide to be flown to honor Kansas's longest-serving Attorney General, Robert Steffen. She said she had the utmost respect for General Steffen's advocacy and public service, and she appreciates his sage counsel. And her condolences go to the family. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, missing inmate Danielle Zelenzy was pulled over in Council Bluffs, Iowa on Wednesday for driving a vehicle with an expired registration after eluding law enforcement for 3 months. She was arrested on new charges, including possession of drugs and paraphernalia and operating a motor vehicle to avoid arrest. The department said Zelenzy, an inmate at the Community Corrections Center Lincoln, was downtown for an appointment on September 28th when she slipped away. Zelenzy had only been in prison for 3 months, and she had been sentenced to 2 to 4 years for a burglary charge in Lancaster County. This was the second time in as many days that a missing Nebraska inmate was found in Council Bluffs. Keith Duckett, who was also in the Community Corrections Center Lincoln, was arrested on Tuesday. The facility is the least restrictive type in the state prison system, where inmates are allowed to go to work, school, or religious services unsupervised. The Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office said new data shows 10% of drivers in Nebraska are distracted. Officials said they used new digital technology to measure the number of distracted drivers in the state. Results showed 1 in 10 drivers that you meet on the road are not looking where they're driving and are instead focusing on cell phones and other devices. Officials said texting is the most alarming distraction, as sending or reading a text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed. National data shows more than 3,100 people died in 2020 due to distracted driving. The Nebraska Department of Transportation said the number of deaths in 2022 hit a 15-year high, so all drivers need to do everything they can to avoid crashes. The data also showed that 15% of drivers were not wearing seatbelts, making it the highest non-use rate that they've seen in the U.S., and over 70% of people killed in crashes in Nebraska were not wearing a seatbelt. Lincoln police reported that several locksmith tools were stolen from a work van over the holiday weekend in East Lincoln. On Tuesday, a 47-year-old victim reported that someone had broken into his work van by smashing the driver's side window, and police said the van, which was parked near North 44th and O Streets, had been broken into sometime between Saturday and Monday. Police estimate that $24,900 worth of equipment, including power tools, key programmers, and key readers, were taken from the van, and those responsible also caused around $200 in damage to the van. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call the Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their game tonight in Stockton.
I'm here with head boys basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, you got the season started off with over at Hoxie, but then, of course, you had your first home game against the Russell Broncos. And, a loss there, but a very close and a very challenging game that day.
Yeah, we knew coming in that they were a very talented team, and they kind of put it to us early, and we didn't shoot the ball very well, and they were taking it to us, and we got down big at half. But our kids, the thing I was proud of is our kids did respond well in the second half, did the things we needed to do on both ends of the floor. We kind of got away from just throwing up threes and attacking the basket a little bit more, and then we hit some threes and cut that spread a little bit. Actually got ahead at one point and just didn't do the things we needed to do down the stretch probably to win the game. But we were really proud how they played in the second half. But obviously we're disappointed in the win because, we kind of let it get away from us in the first half.
And, of course, you had a junior varsity game. And how did that go for you guys?
Well, JV won. And since that game, they've played two one-day tournaments, had four games. So they got to play a lot of games there. And they split in both those tournaments. We've seen some really good things out of those guys, and we've seen some things, obviously, that they've got to get a lot better at. So, they're like I said, they're doing good things. Some of those kids are getting better. We need more of them to get better, for them to be more competitive. But hopefully we can put some of those guys in a position to help us down the road.
On Friday, you will go down to Stockton and play the Stockton Tigers. Low in numbers, what do you know other than that for the Stockton team?
Well, I've seen scores, and I know they're not doing very well. Obviously, they're trying to get kids out to play games, and so it's really a tough situation for our guys because it's a game we're probably supposed to win, but we need to come out and play like we can play, that's our goal going in there to go out and get after it, be intense, and take it to them. So, I don't know exactly how good they are. Haven't watched any film on them. So, but we got to go in there and go play. And hopefully it'll be an opportunity for a lot of our kids to play in that game.
On Tuesday of next week, you stay in the Mid-Continent League. You'll be traveling to Oakley. And what do you know about the Oakley squad?
Well, I have watched a little film on them, and they're 4-2 at this time, and they should win on Friday, I think. And so they could be 5-2. Coming to us, and what I've seen, they've got two really good kids that shoot the ball well and attack the rim well, and their other kids really compliment them well. So, and I was pretty impressed what they were doing defensively. So it's a solid team, and at their place, so it'll be a tough game for us.
Do you will have junior varsity there that day too also?
Yeah, that's my understanding, yes.
And do you know if you will be playing all the games in the one gym?
Well, that is my assumption. I don't know that they have a second gym at this point, but I haven't looked that far ahead and looked at the schedule to know that for sure.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best of luck when you travel to Stockton on Friday, and then on Tuesday you'll be traveling to Oakley to take on the Oakley Plainsmen. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the Blue Jay basketball team with their game tonight in Stockton. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be on Tuesday, January 17th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room in Downs. And the main agenda items include a presentation about RAC responsibilities, an update from the Bostwick Irrigation District, an update on interstate compacts, and updates on recent KWA and legislature activities. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov, or you can request copies by calling 888-KAN-WATER. If accommodations are needed for anyone with disabilities, you can notify the Kansas Water Office by calling 785-296-3185 at least 5 working days prior to the meeting. According to the unofficial minutes of the December 29, 2022 Norton City Council end-of-year meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 12 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. And Assistant Chief of Police Jay Sharp introduced new police officer Stephanie Peltier to the council. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 30-2022, which is a resolution establishing the boundary lines of the city limits of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance 25 as a whole. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And a motion was then made by Ron Briery to adjourn, so the council adjourned at 12:07 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be turkey and noodles, whipped potatoes, rolls with margarine, cottage cheese, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule for Norton Community Schools for today: the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball games in Stockton, and high school varsity wrestling here in Norton against Weld. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 7th, all day will be the Denver Stock Show. Also all day, the Norton Community High School All-State Band in Salina. And it's starting at 9:30 a.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity girls and boys wrestling at the J.R. Durham Invitational here in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: should be partly cloudy this morning, then clearing with highs in the upper 30s and east winds up to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers after midnight with lows around 17 and a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of snow tonight is 20%. On Saturday, it should be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers in the morning with highs in the upper 30s. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be partly cloudy in the morning and then clearing with highs in the mid-40s. On Tuesday it should be partly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s. On Wednesday it should be partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon and highs in the mid-40s. On Thursday it should be mostly cloudy and a slight chance of snow showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Currently, with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is east at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 19 degrees. And the current wind chill is 13 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
It's time to gear up for the NFL postseason. Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for jerseys, t-shirts, headwear, and more. Take your game day style to the next level with the best selection of NFL gear anywhere. Show off your team pride with styles fit for the whole family. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs got a tough win over the Denver Broncos last week and are now set to take on the Las Vegas Raiders in the season finale, but their offense is still trying to find a rhythm, and offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy met with the media. He discussed the lull his team went through on offense in the game against Denver and how he liked the way his team fought through that moment of adversity when they took on the Broncos.
I thought our guys hit a lull in that game, but you know what I appreciated that we did? We did an outstanding job of staying together, and then we just played through it, and it didn't impact us. We didn't allow it to mentally get us down. That was the thing that stood out to me, and, you know, that was growth. And those are the things that you're looking for. Obviously, number-wise, you always want to play up to your best. The thing is, sometimes life happens, and sometimes we got to deal with it in an appropriate way. I like the way the guys hung together. I like the way they weathered the storm, and I thought we did a great job, and I'm going to say this, of dragging our ass across the finish line when we needed to do so.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton
Cash. Put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water, and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
This morning, we're seeing some mid and high-level clouds spreading from west to east across much of Kansas. This is ahead of a disturbance that's moving from the Great Basin into the Central Plains. And some moisture is lifting in from the south that may lead to a wintry mix of precipitation later on tonight and overnight across northern and eastern Kansas. And some moisture also in the form of drizzle in the southern part of the state late tonight and tomorrow. For northwestern Kansas today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Light snow tonight, Tarlow 17. In north central Kansas, a mostly sunny sky, breezy with a high in the upper 40s. Flurries late tonight, Tarlow 25. In northeastern Kansas, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Freezing drizzle overnight. In southwestern Kansas, not as cool with a high in the low 60s today. Tonight's low in the low 20s. Partly cloudy, mid-50s in south central Kansas. And in southeastern Kansas, partly cloudy this morning with a high in the mid-50s. Looks like drizzle develops overnight and into Saturday with a low tonight in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Well, on this Friday, we're actually in the green with some buying opportunities after a couple days of notable losses. March corn up 5.5 at 6.58 and a quarter. May up 5.25, 6.57 and three quarters. December